感谢神带领我们早晨一同来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord that He brings us this morning to worship Him.
我们今天早上还要从诗篇里面来认识神。
This morning we will know God more through the book of Psalms.
我们看诗篇一百零二篇，我们要从两段圣经来学习。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 102.
好，我们中文、英文如果你要看你的圣经或者看投影，都可以。
Yeah, you can look at your Bible or your the projectors.
好，我们把这段圣经一到四节、十八到二十八节，我们先读过。
We read verse 1-4 and verse 18-28.
耶和华，求你听我的祷告，容我的呼求达到你面前。一起读。
OK。
我在极难的日子，求你向我侧耳，不要向我掩面。我呼求的日子，求你快快应允我，因为我的年日如烟云消灭，我的骨头如火把烧着，我的心被伤如草枯干，甚至我忘记吃饭。这必为后代的人记下，将来受造的民要赞美耶和华，因为他从至高的圣所垂看，耶和华从天向地观察，要垂听被囚之人的叹息，要释放将要死的人，使人在锡安传扬耶和华的名，在耶路撒冷传扬赞美他的话，就是在万民和列国聚会侍奉耶和华的时候。他使我的力量终到衰弱，使我的年日短少。我说，我的神啊，不要使我终年去世，你的年数世世无穷。你起初立了地的根基，天也是你手所造的。天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地都要如外衣渐渐旧了，你要将天地如里衣更换，天地就都改变了。唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。你仆人的子孙要长存，他们的后裔要坚立在你的面前。这篇诗是大卫所写的。
This psalm is written by David.
他说到神的永远不改变。
He's saying that Lord will never change.
也就是说，在神学里面叫做神的不朽性。
Is the
immutability
of God.
那么大卫为什么会想到神的不朽性呢？
Why David will think about the immutability of God?
我们从这段经文里面有三个重点，我们来学习。
There are three main points in these scriptures.
第一，我们是谁
？The first is what are we?
第二，我们需要什么
？And second is what we need.
第三个，我们怎么得着我们的需要
？And third one is how can we get it?
第一，我们是谁
？First one, what are we? What we are.
你去读他这篇诗的时候呢，你发觉大卫的心呢是很痛苦的。
When we read the scripture, you can find that you know David's heart is full of affliction.
那第二节他说我在极难的日子。
And the second verse he say that I am in distress.
他在极难中间。
He was in distress.
第四节说我的心被伤如草枯干，甚至我忘记吃饭。
And then verse 4 they say my heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forgot to eat food. And I forgot to eat my food.
谁会忘记吃饭呢？
Who will forget to eat?
我们天天都不会忘记。
I will never forget every day.
可是大卫在这里没有胃口。
But David does not have any appetite.
他在忧伤中间。
He was in distress.
那么刚才读的呢，一到四，我没有读第七节。
We just read verse 1-4. Let's read verse 7.
第七节告诉我们什么呢？告诉我说他睡不着觉。
And verse 7 told us that David cannot sleep.
像房顶上孤单的麻雀一样。
Just like the sparrows up on the roof.
所以你从这几节圣经能够明白知道大卫的心情。
And through these couple of verses, you will understand what's David's feel.
他心里忧伤。
David is in distress.
没有胃口。
He does not have any appetite.
睡不着觉。
He couldn't sleep.
觉得很孤立孤单。
He felt alone.
这些是一个忧郁病人的一个征兆。
This is all the symptom of a person with depression.
Depression,
yes.
那么什么造成呢？
And what caused all of this?
你看看说他在第三节他说我的年日如影偏斜我也如草枯干。
In verse 11, he said, My days are like the evening shadow, and I wither away like grass.
第三节他已经提过如草了像草一样。
And verse 3, the psalmist already mentioned about grass.
草在圣经中间是一个比方一个比喻。
And grass in the Bible, the scripture is an analogy.
就是今天在，明天没有了，日子很短。
It exists today, but will be gone tomorrow. So it's a very short term.
所以大卫在这里呢，心里面呢，他吃不下饭，睡不着觉，因为觉得说日子像草一样变化的很快就没有了。
So David has a trouble.Eating and feeling because he thought like he was like grass that will be a very short lived.
这个 Isaac Watts 这个诗歌的一个作者，他曾经写过这首诗。
There's a hymn writer Isaac Watts. He wrote about this hymn.
他说：“时光像流水。”
It's a time like an ever rolling stream.
带走了我们所有的儿女。
It brings all his sons away.
他们飞走被忘如梦。
They fly forgotten as a dream.
在光天化日中间就逝去了。
They dies at the opening day.
光天化日中间逝去。
He dies at an opening day.
2016年是我们今年。
This year is 2016.
在过去的两个多月里面
In the past 2 months,
发生了很多改变。
There were many changes.
我陪我的妻子回台湾，在一月份的时候参加他们高中同学的 reunion.
My wife and I went back to Taiwan to join a high school reunion.
他们五十年没有见的高中同学。
They haven't seen each other for 50 years.
见面就很开心了。
And they were very excited.
说那是你吗？
Is that you?
你现在怎么以前你白白的，现在好像黑了。
No, you're more light, your compassion, but now you go darker.
大家在那里很兴奋。
Everybody's so excited.
那么在他们的学校，我是头一次啊，从来没有进过女生学校的，他们是女校，我这个男生第一次进到他们学校。
I'm the first male to enter this their school.
I'm a male, first time.
First time to go. To enter their school because they are an all-female school.
对不起，我讲的还没有清楚，他也没有现在 ，OK， 所以呢，大家很热闹在那边呢，然后这个他们的那天的聚会的主席呢，一位女同学就上台了，说，请大家安静。
And when they have the celebration, their chairwoman come up to the stage and say, "Hey, let's be quiet."
因为我们今天还有。很多的节目，我们很多事情要做。
And we have a lot of things to do today.
对不起啊，也是热，所以我就脱了，没关系吧。Yeah. 好，谢谢。大家还在讲话。
And people are still talking.
还在呀，很兴奋。
And people still very excited.
这个坐在讲台前面呢，有一对夫妇。
And there's a couple who sits close to the front.
这个同学的先生呢，个子高高的，就站起来了。
And the husband of one of the classmates, he stood up.
大声音说安静。
And he shouts silence.
他说呢，我今天也是眷属身份来参加这个聚会。
And I'm the partners of the
spouse
of the
参加这个
this gathering.
Yeah. 那么今天有很多的节目还要进行，所以我们必须安静我们这个时间要把握时间。
And we have a lot of things to do tonight, so let's keep silence, and because we need to make sure that we have enough time.
大家也很感谢他见义勇为能够把这个场面能安静下来。
Everybody thank him for controlling the situation.
后来下还有其他的节目，他也是帮着大家维持秩序。
And he was keeping orders in the throughout the program.
好，那天的聚会大家很开心，大家很开心的，大家 say goodbye, 然后就回家了。
So everybody was happy and come to an end and say goodbye to each other.
大家都记得他。
Everybody remembered him.
刚刚从美国 搬回台湾，加入台南的户籍。
And this couple, they just went back from the United States to Taiwan and have a household registry in Tainan.
一个礼拜以后
，And after a week,
在他们同学的 Line 啊这个 group 里面呢，我太太接到消息。
And in the night group of my wife's classmates group, they receive a message.
说这一位李先生
，And this Mr. Lee,
昨天过世了。
Just passed away yesterday.
一个礼拜啊。
Only a week.
大家认识他才一个礼拜啊。
Everybody know him for just 1 week.
这么快啊。
And so fast.
啊，后来说知道可能是心肌梗塞。
And it will be the
heart failure. 这大家就觉得很突然的，刚刚才见面一个礼拜，人还好好的啊，那声音那么大。怎么现在 就走了
？And everybody feels so unexpected because he seems like very healthy guy.
农历年前我们回美国来。
And before the Lunar New Year, we come back to the States.
然后我们就读到新闻说，台南发生大地震，啊，好多的楼都倒了。
We heard about the news of the great earthquake in Tainan. Many buildings has collapsed.
不是这个诗所说的吗？时光像楼流水。带走了好多好多的人啊，真的好像梦一样的。
Just like this hymn say, the time is full like a rolling stream and bring everything away.
这个作诗的人他现在焦虑。
And the psalmist is very anxious.
啊，他可能生病了。
He maybe he's sick.
你看看第三节，他说：“因为我的年日如烟云消灭，我的骨头如火把烧着。”
Just like verse 3, he said, "For my days vanished."Like smoke, my bones burn like glowing embers.
骨头在里面烧啊。
And the bone is actually burning within.
他可能发烧。
Maybe he's got a fever.
啊，然后他23-24节，他使我的力量中道衰弱，使我的年日短少。
In verse 23, he said, "In the course of my life, he broke my strength; he cut short my days."
24节说，我说我的神啊，不要使我中年去世，你的年数世世无穷。
In verse 24, say, "Do not take me away, O my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all this."
这个人写诗的人，大卫在那个时候可能还不是那么老。
The psalmist maybe when he's writing, he is not that old.
啊，他但是他生病了。
But he's sick.
啊，觉得可能要死。
Maybe he feels like he's going to die.
啊，是个中年人。
He's a middle-aged man.
我在教会服侍几十年以来，服侍。丧礼，啊，这个过去都是年纪比较大的。
Through my service in the church, I, you know, serve many funerals, and most people pass away are older people.
可是大概最近的5-7年的时间里面，很多中年人也突然的就发病了，突然的就知道就离开了。
But in the past 5 or 7 years, many middle-aged persons has passed away.
在我们教会啊，过去有一位啊，这个博士生，他是在后来在这边拿了博士，回台湾做教授，啊，又回美国来工作。
In the past year, we have a members in the church who got a PhD, and he went back to be a professor in Taiwan.
他回来了，在美国工作一些年，他又奉献自己。愿意做传道人。
And he came back to the States for a couple of years, and now he dedicate himself to serve the Lord as a full-time ministry.
上个礼拜我们接到他的消息。
And last week we received some news from him.
他去就是偶然的去身体检查，然后呢，医生说他得了确定是 colon cancer.
And through a routine check, the doctors confirmed that he has a colon cancer.
这个人呢，真是在那里。变化改变，看见人的脆弱，身体的脆弱。
You can see that man is all changing so fast, and you can see how weak we are.
人不是在地上，这个一帆风顺，然后就是凡事顺利。
We will never have everything go smooth in our life.
感觉事情发生的变化很快。
And we only feel like change is so fast.
1959年，有三个 astronaut， 三个宇航员。
In year 1959, there are three astronauts.
他们从雷达荧幕上面，他们这个spaceship 的就消失了。
Their spaceship disappears on the radar.
然后呢，又出现了。
And suddenly reappeared.
最后呢，硬着陆。
And had a hard landing.
然后报纸上说，三个人得救了。
And the newspaper said there are three persons are saved.
过了半小时，告诉我们说，其中一个人呢，送医院了。
And after half an hour, the news said that there's one person who was sent to the hospital.
大概呢，他这个脑子撞击以后需要去医治。
And he has a severe concussion, so he needs to be treated.
另外两个人去了酒吧。
And the other person, two person went to a bar.
一个人对另外一个人说，哦，今天是我妈妈生日啊，我要去打电话给她。
And one said to the other, saying that today is my mom's birthday, I need to call her.
他就去电话亭打电话给他妈妈。
And he went to the telephone booth and to make a call to his mom.
可是对方接电话说，你说什么？你是谁呀？
The other line said, who are you? What are you talking about?
我们没有任何儿子啊。
And we don't have any son.
他放下电话，回过来，坐下来，跟另外一个人说，他们说我不存在，我也觉得我不应当在这里。
And he went back to his seat and talked to the other guy, and then the people on the other line said that he doesn't exist. I should not be here.
他去了洗手间，然后就没有再回来。
And he went to the restroom and never come back.
消失了。
And disappeared.
那坐在那里的那个第二个宇航员就开始就问这些的服务员说，哎，刚才和我一起来的那个人怎么了？
And the one who said that the second astronaut who asked the waiters and what happened to the other guy?
你们刚才还这个服务他呢？
You just served him.
那么那些人说你是一个人来的。
And the other person said you are alone.
然后他看看报纸。
And he read the newspaper.
报纸上说 two rescued, 两个人被救起来了。
And the newspaper said two were rescued.
所以他就去了医院找另外一个人。
So he went to the hospital to find the other person.
他看看镜子，照照自己的，照照镜子。
He looked at the mirror.
看不见他自己。
He couldn't see himself.
跑到走廊。
And went to the hallway.
然后他消失了。
And he disappeared.
那个躺在床上的人。
The one who it was laying on the bed.
那个第三个宇航员。
And the third astronaut.
看着报纸。
And we read the newspaper.
告诉我们说 ，man rescued， 一个人得救了。
And he saw man rescued. Only one was saved.
这个最后呢，他也消失了。
And finally he disappeared.
护士进到他的房间里，发现没有人在这里。
And the nurse came to his room and found nobody there.
这是个故事，后来拍成了电影。
This is a story and become a film.
你看人在这里呀、啊。就是生我们的生命的光景。
This is what we reflecting who what we are nowadays.
圣经上说出现少时就不见了。
And the Bible said that we appear in a short moment and will disappear.
时间很快，事情发得很突然，然后我们在地上很少的时间。
Time flies and things happen, you know.In a hurry and in a short time, will disappear.
诗篇一百零三篇十五节、十六节，我邀请大家来一起读。
I invite everybody to read the Psalms, verse 15.
103.
Yeah.
至于世人，他的年日如草一样，他发旺如野地的花，经风一吹，便归无有，他的原处也不再认识他。我不晓得你。是不是有这样的体会
？I don't know if you have the same experience.
我们不要以为说今天呢，我去注意保养品，我今天去锻炼。
And maybe you very focus on you know health, medicines, and you exercise a lot.
一百年以后
，And after 100 years,
没有人会记得我们。
Nobody will remember you.
我们非常的短暂。
We exist for only short times.
我们发觉在地上，这个人、事物、天地都在改变。
We find in this world everything is changing.
刚才我们在这里等着早上的美国聚会能够结束的时候呢，我们在楼下就跟那个位弟兄，我们就一起聊天。
While we're waiting for the morning service to finish, we're chatting with our brothers here.
他说现在。我们所住的纽约这个地方呢，要变成 New California。
He said that the New York area that we live in will become a new California.
因为这个气候整个的global warming, 整个的气候在那里改变了，整个的气候在那边要大洗牌了。
And I think the climate will change a lot, and it will swap places with other places.
这真的是我们这里这个马上这个 El Nino 啊造成的这个后面的 La Nino 所有的影响，你就看见哈。美国整个的大片土地会干、啊、会干旱。
And because of the El Nino, you can see that many places in the America will become so dry.
气候在改变。
And the weather is changing.
啊，这个土地也在改变。
And the land is changing.
我这次去台湾，去了台湾的南部啊，去看这个原住民啊，在雾台乡他们的那个房子。
And this time I went to Taiwan, the south part of Taiwan, to see the indigenous people.
他们是住在高山上面。
They live up in the mountains.
而那个雾台乡呢，是全台湾最不一样的一个地方。
This county called Wutai County is very unique in Taiwan.
啊，这个小的 village 啊，这个 village 啊，它不一样，它在山上面。
This village is very small and up in the mountains.
那里是最干净的。
This is the cleanest place.
为什么说最干净的呢？
Why say this is the cleanest?
你如果是从台湾来，或者有机会去台湾去看一看，到处都是庙，到处都是香，哎，那些，那这个雾台乡呢，一间庙都没有。
When you go to Taiwan, you will see a lot of temples and a lot of incense burning, but in this village, you see none of those.
而且雾台乡的老百姓啊，很爱干净。
And the persons who lived in this village, they were very clean and tidy.
走在他们的山的这个道路上面呢，他们自己平常就维持那个干净。
And they maintain the cleanliness of the place.
没有看见有人嚼槟榔的。
There's no people eat槟榔。
那么就真的他们自己，然后我跟那里的牧师讲，他们自己用他们的这个奉献力量。在山上面用山顶上的石头盖了一个很大的一个礼拜堂，全是石头所做的。
And they build a church out of stone based on their own offerings.
但是他们住在那里的这些居民呢？
But the person who lived there
原来是住在山上。
Originally they lived up in the mountains.
当人看见山那么高那么雄壮这里面就有一个大概很安定大概很稳定那个感觉。
Their heart feel like they're anchored because when they see these buildings up in these great mountains.
我们去看他们住的房子。
When we see the houses they lived in.
带我们去的弟兄说：“你看看，这房子还在。”
And the brother and sister who took us there and say, "Look, the house is still there."
没有人在里面住了。
And nobody lives there anymore.
没有人敢住在那里了。
Nobody dare to live there.
因为那个台湾过去经历一个莫拉克台风。
And because Taiwan has just experienced a typhoon called.
这个台风来的时候造成这个是土石流、山石，整个的从山顶上面下来，把他们的房子就冲了，冲坏了。有一些还在，可是很多的房子都歪了，都破了人赶紧都跑了。
Many of the houses was ruined by these massive landslides.
地上天气在改变。
In the earth, the climate is changing.
山川在改变。
And the mountains and rivers are changing.
难怪亚伯拉罕在地上，希伯来书告诉我们说，他在寻找一座有根基的城。
And the wonders in the books of Hebrews, Abraham said he's searching a city with a foundation.
在地上没有一个城市是稳固的，没有一个东西是不动摇的，不会改变的。
In the earth, no buildings are really, you know, safe and fixed and non-movable.
所以你看见今天呢，世界上所有的东西在那改变，地震来了，各方面来，气候在那里改变，没有物质的这个根基是不改变的。
And so in this world, you see all the earthquakes and changes, and no material things have a physical foundations.
没有人与人中间的这个关系是不改变的。
And there's no interpersonal relationships are non unchangeable.
台湾有一个企业家叫做 Evergreen 的这个董事长。
There's a director, I brought a CEO in Taiwan says from this company called Evergreen.
张荣发听过吗
？Mr. 张荣发。
建立起来航海业、啊、航空业、啊、整个的这个企业、啊、了不起。
So he is a business in air travel and you know cargo's business.
二月份他死掉了。
And last February he died.
他才死没有多久。
And not long after his death.
原来全家照相的时候，过年的时候啊，全家合一，全家团圆啊，乐融融。
So it was he when he was taking their family photos. Everybody in his family seems like so happy and harmonious.
啊，等他死了以后。
But after his death,
他的儿子们、儿女们开始来争产业了。
And after his death, his children are fighting for the inheritance.
啊，你看见，这些关系上面没有永远的。这个关系
，and there's no permanent relationships.
再有没有知识上面永久的这个关系
？There's no permanent intellectual foundation.
啊，今天知识改变的进步的很快。
Our knowledge has advanced so much nowadays.
啊，十年以前人所相信的，十年以后知识改变的时候，啊，我们所相信的这些，就都不能够继续再相信了。
A lot of things that we believe in 10 years ago and turns out that we won't believe them anymore.
每一件东西都要改变。
And everything is changing.
每一件东西都像漏沙一样，在那里很快很快的，一点一点的在那儿改变。
Everything is like quicksand that everything changes so fast.
你的身体在改变。
Your body is changing.
你的健康在改变。
Your health condition is changing.
你的关系也在改变。
And your relationships is also changing.
这是我们的光景。
And this is what we are right now.
大卫在这里叹息。
And David is kind of like signing.
我们是活在一连串各样的改变中间的人。
We are living in a series of changes.
我们需要什么呢
？And what do we need?
这篇诗的这个题目叫做“困苦人的祷告”。
And the theme of this chapter is called a prayer of an afflicted man.
啊，它里面很忧郁。
He was so depressed.
他很下沉。
He's really, really, you know, downcast.
可是我们刚才读的经文读到后面的时候，你发觉呢，这个人呢，他从下沉中间拔起来了。
But we read through the end of this chapter, we think that he was kind of raised up.
他能从忧郁、从急难中间出来了。
He came out from distress and depression.
发生了什么事呢
？And what happened?
这是我们要来去寻找的。
That's what we are looking for.
原来他不是从书本上面找到什么答案。
He didn't get the answer from any book.
啊，他不是去改变他饮食的习惯。
He didn't change his eating habits.
啊，他不是去做运动。
He didn't go to exercise.
他乃是得着神的话。
But he got God's word.
然后他应用神的话。
He applied it.
他去活。
And he worked out.
啊，他认识到天下万有都在改变，可是有一个是不改变的，就是我们的神。
He found out that everything in this world is changing, but it's only one unchanging God.
我们有这样的需要
，and we have this need.
我们需要认识这一位不改变的神。
We need to know this never changing God.
刚才我们所读的这个那个 Isaac Walk 他讲的那个诗篇那个诗的第二节。
We just talked about the Isaac Walk and in his hymns the second verse.
他说站在山岭排序的面前
，and before the hills in order stood.
地球接受他的架构。
Or earth received frame.
从永远到永远，你是神。
From everlasting thou art God.
你到亿万年，你是一样的。
To endless years, the same.
有一位不改变的神。
He is an unchanging God.
我们的生命，我们的灵魂，可以来放在他的身上。
We can put our life or our spirit on him.
刚才所读的这个二十五节。
And we just read verse 25.
你起初立了地的根基，天也是你的手所造成的。
In the beginning, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of yours.
什么叫做起初呢
？What do you mean by beginning?
起初是时间的开始。
The beginning is start of the time of time.
我们今天是活在时间这段时间中间。
We are living within this time.
在时间有个开始。
And there's a beginning of time.
在时间开始的之外
，and beyond the start, the beginning of time，
在时间开始之上
And above the beginning of time.
在时间范围之外。
And outside the range of time.
这一位的神不改变。
And this God is not changing.
一切都在变。
And everything is changing.
可是有一位他看见啊，一切都在他的眼中看见，都永远是现在时。
And through his eyes, everything is in the presence.
这个看啊，要给你们看一下这个图片。
What you to look at this picture?
看得见吗？哈，呀，你看得见？这个是喜马拉雅山。
This is the Himalayas.
这个喜马拉雅山底下有河流。
And there are rivers, you know.Below the Himalayas.
那么这个喜马拉雅山很高。
The Himalayas is very tall.
那如果你是站在那个 River Indus 那个地方的话，
You stand at the point called River Indus.
你就看不见 River Gilgit 那个地方所有的船。
You never see all the ships on the River Gilgit.
You cannot see it.
You cannot see it.
对不对？那么呢，你也这个，如果你现在呢？站在这个两个这个 river 的中间，这个怎么讲？这两个汇合的那个地方。
If you see the intersection of the two rivers here.
如果用这个河流代表我们的时间。
If we represent the river to represent our time.
我的那个 pointer 没带来。不过你如果站在现在我手指的那个地方的话呢，你看不见 River Indus， 你也看不见River Gilgit， 总是在一个地方呢，你看不见过去的。这个上面代表你的过去，左边下面代表你的未来。那你现在站在这里，你看不见你过去，看不见你的未来。
Yeah, the upper part of the river stands for your past, and the left part of your future. And then you're on the right hand side, you never see those your future on your past.
Okay. 你在这个地方，你在这里。
Yeah, you're here.
你看不见过去，你也不知道你将来未来。
You stand there, you cannot see your past or your future.
可是有一位，他看得见你的过去，看见你现在，看见你的未来。
There's one who can see your future, your past.
乃是站在这个高山上面的位置的时候。
When he's sitting on the top of the mountains.
那么你在这个角度呢，你只看得见这个河流的这一部分。
And from this angle, you see the part of the river.
从这个角度呢，你又看见这个河的另外一个部分。
And from this angle, you see another part of the river.
可如果你是站在这些河流的山顶的话，你看得见这个河流的每一个部分。
But if you stand in the mountain top, you see every part of the rivers.
所以不改变的神看得见你的过去，看得见你的现在，看得见你的未来。
The never changing God will see your past and your future.
神有一个名字。
God has a name.
是 I am.
I am.
他是现在式的。
It's in the present tense.
他知道我们的过去。
He knows our past.
我们看不见了，过去已经很久了。
We could not see our past.
我们也不知道将来。
And we don't know our future.
可这一位神，他知道我们的过去、现在和将来。
But this God, He knows our present, our future, and the past.
我在教会服事的时候，有时候弟兄姊妹找我说，他现在很 depressed.
When I serve in the church, many brothers and sisters come to see me because they say they are in distress.
因为他做了一些事，他很懊悔，他觉得我不能原谅我自己。
He really feel sorry for what they have done, and he couldn't forgive themselves.
也不知道怎么样活下去。
And don't know how to live.
不知道神还会不会再爱他。
He wasn't sure that whether God will still love him or not.
那么我就回答给他。
And I replied to him.
我说，当神爱你的时候，他看见的是你的全部，因为他在时间之外，他认识你，你不认识你自己。
I say, when God loved you, He saw all of you because He's outside time. He knows you; you don't know yourself.
他知道你的得胜。
He knows that you're triumphant.
他也知道你的失败。
And He also saw your failure.
他知道你的强壮。
He saw your strength.
他也知道你的软弱。
And He knows your weakness.
可是他都爱你。
But He loves you.
他爱你在强壮的时候。
He loves you when you are strong.
在你软弱的时候，他还是爱你。
And when you are weak, He still loves you.
啊，所以我们看见我们的神呢，他对我们的爱是不改变的。
You can see that our love for our God is unchanging.
在地上你找不到的。
You won't find anything like this on earth.
地上啊，这个我刚才讲那个家庭啊，啊赚钱这个张荣发在的时候呢，哎呀，大家兄弟姊妹啊都好得很。可是父亲一走了，开始就争财产起来了。
Though we see that you know the family of Mr. Zhang Yongfa is so harmonious, but after his death, there's a conflicts and fightings.
因为人这个家庭中间的关系彼此能够相联合的，不是因为家，不是因为人的关系，不是因为爱，那是因为什么？钱财。
Because in this family, the bonding among all the peoples and put them together is not because of love, but because of money.
只有一位不改变，这位神对着我们的爱，他看见的是我们的全部。
Only God's love is not changing. He saw the whole of us.
啊，有一个哲学家啊，这个叫做Herclalit。他说呢，你不能够在同一条河踏过两次。
There's a philosopher called Heraclitus said, "You can't step in the same river twice."
啊，你说那我这边不是有石头吗？我从石头河流的这一边踏过石头，走到那边，然后再回过来踏石头走过来，我不是在这河里面走了两次吗
？He said, "I can step on these stones and cross the river and then come back on the same stones."
不是的，不是同一条河流。
No, this is not the same river.
你过去的时候，河水已经流走了。
When you through go to the other side, the water has already flowed.
你再回来的时候，这个河水又不是原来的那个河水了，所以不是同一条河流。
When you want to come back on the round trip, this is not the same water anymore.
没有一样东西在地上是恒常不改变的。
Nothing in this world is permanent and not changing.
所以后来的哲学家呢，柏拉图也好，亚里士多德也好，他们呢，说我们要相信一位神，我要叫他不动摇者的啊，不动摇的动者。
And there's a lot of philosophers like Plato and Socrates. They say that I would like to have a god that is the one who is unchanging, unmoved movers.
他们是这样讲。那么 你发觉大卫在这里，他在一切的改变，身体在改变，环境在改变，他心里面很忧伤的时候，他所需要的、知道的、认识的是有一位不改变。
When David is in distress, the only thing he needs to know is there's one who is never changing.
二十六节他说：“天地都要灭没，你却要长存；天地如外衣渐渐旧了，你要将天地如里衣更换，天地就改变了。”
In verse 26, it says, "They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment, like clothing. You will change them, and they will be discarded."
所以我刚才给你们举的例子，我这次看见了，原来这个原住民所住的那个村庄那么漂亮，那么美丽，在高山之上。可是，台风一来，土石流一来，山都在改变了。
Do you remember the indigenous people I visited? They have this magnificent housing.But when typhoon and the landslide come, nothing will remain.
在一切改变中间，你的努力，我的努力，我们的生存在地上算数吗
？And it doesn't count when all these things come, when what you have achieved in this world.
这个到头来，最后结果都改变了嘛
？And come to an end, everything changed.
有一种动物啊，这种你看过没有？叫做蜉蝣。
And this insect called mayfly.
这是在昆虫界中间寿命很短的。
This is very short-lived species among all the insects.
这个孵化出来以后，最多活三十分钟。
When they become birth, they only live for 30 minutes.
你看见它好多好多这些，好像蚊子一样，好像这些的这些小虫一样，然后三十分钟以后，啪就落下来。
The mayflies dropped after 30 minutes of life.
所以如果你是做爸爸的，给你的孩子买宠物的话，小心了，不要买到 mayflower.
When you buy pets for your children, don't buy the mayfly.
Mayfly 啊，人家第二天你孩子起来说 ，Daddy, 我的 pets 怎么死掉了
？And your kids will say, Daddy, why my pets died?
一切都在改变。
Everything is changing.
我们需要一位不改变。
We want one who doesn't change.
啊，我们在地上所有的努力、所有的心血，每一件东西都没有根基，都在那里会改变的。
Everything that we are working on or we have in this world will not have a foundation. Everything will change.
我们都在老。
And we are aging.
老就是改变。
And we become old is a change.
我们都会生病。
And we'll get sick.
生病就会改变。
And so sick is a change.
孩子长大了，他总要离开你的，那是改变。
The kids grow up, they will leave you, and this is a change.
在这些改变中间，什么叫你的心能够喜乐呢？
What can make your heart rejoice when you are in all these changes?
我们需要认识，知道我们的心，我们的依靠是在这位不改变的神身上。
We have to know that our foundation is on this unchanging God.
神要提醒我们。
And God reminded us.
神会借着我们的环境的改变，天气的改变提醒我们。
And for the change of environment, for the change of climate, He will remind us.
也借着人事物，我们身体的这个病痛啊，在那里提醒我们。
And for many things, and also I'll have to remind us.
提醒我们知道说，我们不要在那里把我们的生命的锚抛在这一个会改变的世界上面。
And to remind us not to put our anchors on this.You know, ever-changing world.
我们真的知道他爱我们，永远不改变吗？
Do we really know that his love is unchanging to us?
啊，我们怎么能得到这位不改变的？
And how can we get this unchanging?
一个传道人在那里讲啊，有一个讲个故事。
There's an evangelist who told a story.
就有一个人呢，他是做锯树木的。
He cut a trees.
啊，他把一片树林呢，就树都把它放倒，然后这边可以 develop 一个新的社区。
He cut all the trees in the area so that he can develop a new community.
那这一天他来砍树的时候，
When he was cutting the trees,
抬头一看，这个树顶上呢有一只鸟，有一只鸟呢在那里筑巢，在那里，在那个巢里头。
So one day he looked up, up and see there's a nest up on a tall tree.
啊，他心里面想说，这个鸟啊，你最好啊，啊，要知道说要改变了，这个树要放倒了。你这个巢啊，你在里面你放的东西啊都不稳当的，所以这个砍树的人就想办法 make noise.
Yeah, the tree cutter want to let the birds know that you know you're not safe and everything will change. You need to adapt. So he try to make some noise to remind the bird.
啊，就敲树木啊，然后还呜就发声音了，赶快走，赶快走。
He's making noise, banging the trees and make some noise to chase the bird away.
那我们知道鸟是很灵敏的，很 sensitive 的，敏锐的。那有任何声音动静，它赶紧就飞了。
We know the birds are very sensitive to noise, so you know anything happen, they will fly away.
啊，飞走了，所以这个锯树的人就可以，就把这棵树呢，就锯倒了。
So the bird left, and the person who continued to saw the tree,
开始要锯第二棵了。
And he was going to cut the another tree.
发现他在又在开始在上面就筑巢了。
He saw the bird is building a nest on the second tree.
啊，他又是在那里敲，然后呜呜走啊走啊。
He's also banging on the trees and want to drive the bird away.
这一棵也要倒的。
This tree will fall too.
他的意思就是让这个鸟呢能够知道说你在这里也不是你的根基，这个也会改变的。
He wanted bird to know that this is not the foundation of yours and you will change too.
鸟儿飞走了
and the bird flew away.
后来这个砍树的人看见这个鸟呢，哦，飞到一个大的磐石，一个岩石上面，在那里开始筑巢了。
And then the tree cutter finally see the bird, you know, building a nest on a big rock.
那么啊，这个锯树的人说啊，现在呢，你找到安全的地方了。
And he said, now you really find a safe place.
这个故事告诉我们什么呢，弟兄姊妹
？What the story told us?
这个世界上面。每一棵树都要倒的。
In this world, every tree will fall.
每个单位都要倒的。
And every place will fall.
每一个家庭，每一个你所爱的，都要倒的。
And the family and the ones you love will fall.
你的事业啊，你的追求，如果不是稳固的，是神的话，这些人都要倒的。
And your career may also fall too.
到了第二十八节，这个作诗的人他眼睛呢，开始就有了光了。
In verse 28, the psalmist suddenly see the light.
说你仆人的子孙要长存，他们的后裔要坚立在你的面前。
The children of your servants will live in your presence, and their descendants will be established before you.
啊，他这里说呢，你仆人的后裔啊要坚立在你的面前。
It says the children of your servant will live in your presence.
这个面前的希伯来文就是脸。
In your presence, in Hebrew, you mean your face.
啊，你的仆人的后裔啊，他要面对你这位神的脸。
And the descendants of the servant will look at your face, your God's face.
那么在希伯来文里面，在谁的脸面前呢？表示跟那一位有关系。
In Hebrew, when you say you see people's face, that means you have a relationship with him.
当这个大卫在这里说他们的后裔要坚立，这个坚立就是永远的意思。
When in Hebrew say you say the descendant will be established, established mean will be forever.
Permanent.
A permanent.
永远在你的脸面前，永远跟你有那个永远的关系。
So there we have relationship with you permanently.
你看见在今天在地上啊，大家最 worried 就是 global warming 啊，造成啊这些北极熊啊。这个冰啊，这个北极的冰啊，通通化了，他们没有家了，要逃了，要改变了。
And nowadays, many people really worry about global warming. You can see the polar bears; they have no place to live, and they have to leave their habitats.
这个山川在那里改变。
And the hills and mountains are changing too.
可是作诗的人说，他们的后裔要坚立在神的脸面前。
The psalmist say their descendant will be established before him.
那么要明白这个呢，我们需要来到新约圣经看一段圣经，叫希伯来书第一章第十节到第十二节。
To understand this, let's look at the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 10.
我们来读。
Let's read.
又说主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天也是你的手所造的，天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。你发觉你读这一段的时候呢，看见就是诗篇102篇。
So when you read this passage, you will actually remind you of the Psalms 102.
原来那是一个预表。
And this is an analogy.
那预表有一个人。
And they kind of like analogy with one person.
在痛苦中
And when he's distressed,
他会死去
If he will die,
他呼求神
And he calls for God.
不要使我幼年丧生
Don't make me die when I was young.
不要使我被切断了，被放弃了
Don't cut me up and be forsaken.
然后呢，他的儿子子孙们在神面前能够永远活着
So that his descendant can live be in front of God.
原来大卫在那里所讲的，你的子孙永远坚立在你的面光中，在你的面前跟你有那个关系，就是指着我们的主耶稣基督所说的。
So what David said, that his descendant will live in before our God's glory, it actually points to Jesus.
耶稣基督就是神，是神的儿子，就是神的自己。
And Jesus is the Son of God and is God Himself.
他不会改变。
He will not change.
他的他是神
He is God.
他的性格永远不改变
His character won't change.
他是不会死的
He will not die.
但是他却在下两个礼拜我们要过受难节，要过复活节里面，我们就看见说耶稣基督这位不死的为我们成为会死的。
The one who will not die actually died for us, so how we remind us of the Easter.
他是刚强的，为我们成为软弱的。
He is strong, but he become weak.
他是不改变的。
He is forever. He is permanent, but he.
他的品格不改变。
His personality won't change.
他的慈爱不改变。
His love won't change.
他的公义不改变。
His justice won't change.
你看见吗？因为我们犯罪。
Because we sinned.
我们背叛神。
And we betrayed God.
然后神这个不改变的神。他的，如果他不改变他的公义的话
，and if our God won't change his justice，
他要来刑罚我们
，and he want to punish us，
那么他就不能再爱我们
，and then he will not be able to love us。
如果神呢说为着要爱我们
，but if God want to love us，
忽略我们的罪
，and ignore our sin，
他那个不改变的公义在哪里？
But where is his unchanging justice?
你就看见这位神他的慈爱他的公义是怎么同时显出来的呢？
And we'll see his love and justice and how do they coexist?
乃是显在十字架上面。
They'll be manifested on the cross.
一面我们有罪，他替我们担罪，有罪就需要经过神的审判，就要死。
On one side, we have sinned and redeemed us from our sin.
耶稣来 看见我们有罪，应当受神的刑罚。
And we have sinned so that we will, you know, deserve to be punished.
可是他知道说我们没有一个人能够受得住这个刑罚。
But he knows that no one can withstand this punishment.
如果我们每个人神都来审判查我们的罪，最后都定我们的罪，我们都要死。
I think if God really want to, you know, look at our what we are, and then we because our sin, we all will die.
那我们就永远 depressed.
We all will depressed.
但是这位的神，他除了是永远不改变的公义以外，他又是永远不改变的慈爱。
And not only this is you know always have loved, and but he's always have forgiveness and love.
他知道如果神审判我们，真的来追究每一件事情我们做的，然后都要刑罚我们的话，那我们就没有路可以走了。
If God who hold our deeds accountable, then we will have no escape.
他因着爱我们的缘故
because of,
自己来替我们死
because of his love he died for us
叫神的爱显在我们身上
and so the love of God will be shown to us
叫神的刑罚显在他自己身上在他的儿子耶稣基督身上
and his punishment will be upon his own son
所以我们看见这就是我们怎么得着这位不改变的神
and this is how we can receive this never changing God
得着他的公义
And we will receive his justice. And receive his love.
就是天从，星星从天上坠落的时候。
So when even the stars fallen from the sky.
天地在那里改变，像衣服一样，这个旧了就卷起来的时候。
And the heavens.
天地要改变。
And the heavens roll up like a robe in a garment.
我们现在稍微看到一点这个气候的改变。
And we see a little bit of the climate change.
将来我们要看见天象的改变，在启示录里面告诉我。
And we will see it in the book of Revelation, we'll see the change in the heaven and the stars.
第八章第九章那里讲到这个七个 trumpet, 七个号。
In Revelation chapter 7 and 8, we saw that about seven trumpets.
将来这个变动，这个改变，不单是地上改变，天象都在改变。
And the change is not only on the earth, but also in the heavens.
神对我们每个人的爱仍然不改变。
And our love to every one of us will remain unchanged.
但愿那个启示录里面讲到号的时候，我们都不在地上，我们都被提了。
I hope that when the trumpets sounded, we will not be on the earth anymore.
如果你真的去好好去读启示录，你知道将来所有的那个光景的话，没有一个人受得了那个改变，天地这个万物的改变。
When you study the book of Revelation seriously, you find that nobody can actually withstand the changes.
今天地上的人所做的恶，受到魔鬼、撒旦、邪灵的欺骗，这个世界改变的只有越来越恶。
We'll sin more because of this deceit from the devil, and this we are going into a path of more sinfulness.
神不会不管的。
God will not just ignore this.
神不会就容让继续下去的。
Well, God will not just allow this to happen.
所以我们看见启示录，我们也看见神对我们的应许。神告诉我们他的真理，他自己要对着人类在地上所做的一切事情有一个最公正的审判。
God will reveal to us that He will have the most justice, to people, you know, through this book of Revelation.
感谢神，我们今天因着耶稣基督的缘故。能够来到神的脸面前
because that thanks to Jesus that we can come before God.
最后我讲一个故事
and last I will tell you a story.
是个真实的故事
it's a true story.
这个恩约神学院的 Covenant Seminary 的这个院长叫做 Brian Chappell.
The chancellor of this seminary.
他说过这个故事在他的家乡里面
He told a story to his own people.
两个年轻的小孩啊，一个 boy 啊，在河旁边玩。
There are two young boys playing by the river.
啊，那是他们不应当去的地方。
That's places they should not go.
因为这个河旁边呢，那个沙上面玩呢，那个沙是个危险的地方。
There's a sand on the bank of the river, but there's a very dangerous place.
啊，那个是个沙丘。
This is a sand dune.
啊，他们不应当在那里玩的。
Oh, they should not play over there.
可是小孩子喜欢玩嘛，根本不注意，不知道。
But you know, your kids they just love to play there and they don't pay attention.
啊，我听见故事看了以后，我想找一些图片，这是我 最能够找到的图片啊，这个小孩掉在沙丘里面，然后大人。
This is a picture that I found to fit the scenario that a boy is actually inside the sand.
那两个孩子到了晚上没有回家。
The two boys they didn't come home.
家里面的人、邻居、警察都出动去找他们。
And the family members, the neighbors, and police all come out to search for them.
在河旁边发现大儿子剩下头在那里，啊，他们摸一摸他还有一点点气息，可是不省人事了。
And the elder son was still there and only has head above the sand, but he is unconscious.
把他拉出来，救出来，然后给他的紧急的这个呼吸啊，这救治，活过来了。
They pull him out quickly and give him the CPR and all the treatments so that he live again.
他问说：“你弟弟呢？”
And then asked him, "Where's your younger brother?"
他说：“我弟弟在我脚底下。”
He said, "My younger brother is, you know, under my feet."
他是站在他弟弟的肩膀上。
He was standing on the shoulders of his brother.
他得救了。
And he was saved.
他能存活了。
And he still survived.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣基督就是让我们每一个人站在他的肩膀上，让父神能赦免我们的罪，能悦纳我们，他的牺牲叫我们能得救。
Our Lord Jesus allow us to stand on His shoulders so that we can be saved by our God.
叫我们在一切的改变中间，因着耶稣基督的缘故，叫我们能够站在神的脸面前，我们能够与神有关系，来亲近神。
So that we can stand before the God in spite of all the changes.
人生在地上的一切都像流沙一样 ，quicksand 一样。
Everything in this world are like quicksand.
最后，我要用这首诗歌来作为结束。
So I will conclude this my message with this song.
我一开始唱，你们可能就都能跟了，就会了。踏雪踏月，何等可靠！我命已经刻在他手。滋味虽然都能倾倒，他仍存在，永不弃守。基督磐石，我所他问，其他地位都是流沙，其他地位都是流沙。我们看见今天我们所站的这个世界都在改变。
We see that the earth that we are standing on is always changing.
但是如果我们站在耶稣基督的身上，站在耶稣基督所为我们成功的救恩上面，我们才能有真实的稳固。
But we stand on the promise of God and we will have the true stability.
我们低头来祷告。
Let's bow then we pray.
爱我们的主，我们实在低头向你敬拜和感谢。
Lord, we bowed our head and praise you.
我们原来是活在罪恶中，长在罪恶中，也注定要死在罪恶中。
We live in sins and grow in sins, and we destined to be, in the sin.
我们是没有脸来见你的面。
We are not worthy to see your face.
但是我们的主，我们何等感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
你如果按照我们每一个人的过犯罪恶来审判我们，我们没有一个人能够站立在你的面前。
If you judge us by what we have done and by our sin, no one can stand before you.
但是我们的主，我们何等感谢你，你担当我们，代替我们，为我们的罪受了刑罚，叫我们能够得着神的赦免与平安。
Lord, we thank you because you stand for us, you bear our sins and punishment for us so that we can stand before you.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。主啊，我们从认识你开始就继续的知道说我们的心能够安稳在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you so much because if we believe in you, we will depend on you, we can live in peace.
因为在一切的改变，一切的这些的患难中间，主啊，我们能够依靠你这位不改变的神。
In all this distress and all this affliction, we know that we can stand firm on you.
我们也知道，地上所有的一切，有一天在你面前都要有交代。
We know that everything in this world will have to, stand before you.
有一天主啊都要、be accountable to you.
We will make accountable to you.
主我们谢谢你今天因着耶稣基督替我们承受了、神的审判叫我们今天、能够知道说耶稣基督天天与我们同在我们披上耶稣基督做我们公义的袍
We know that and you will make us just make us justice before you so that you can rob us with your robe of justice.
我们谢谢你神看见耶稣基督的义袍就能够约纳我们到永远。
We thank you, Lord, when people see the robe of justice, then you will accept us.
我们是何等的感谢你早上让我们再来注目、看见你自己是何等荣美的主。
We thank you again because you make us see and how glorious you are.
但愿我们在一切世界上面的 人事物改变的时候我们的眼睛注目专注在你自己的身上。
When everything is changing, let us fix our eyes on you.
愿主的话成为我们的力量，成为我们的安慰和把握。
May the words of God be our power, be our comfort, and our promise.
这样的祷告、仰望、感谢，奉耶稣基督的名。
And we praise this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.